It's Wednesday, and that often means we're chatting with our friends from Innovation DuPage. Dan Ficini, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you.
Good, Jen. How are you?
Doing great. I'm really looking forward to hosting the summit. They're not the summit. We did that a couple months ago. But the big pitch idea contest. Tell us a little bit about this.
Big idea pitch contest.
Well, I'll get the name before I host it. Trust me, Dan. I'll figure it out.
May 6th, mm-hmm. Wednesday at College of DuPage. We had 56 applicants across the region, high school and colleges applied with their innovative business ideas. We got it down to 8 finalists, and we will have them pitch on the contest day. It's a mini Shark Tank.
Well, yeah, it is like Shark Tank. Why? Except the host doesn't have billions of dollars. Why do you do that? Is it about, you know, fostering a spirit of entrepreneurship amongst a younger generation? Or, hey, look, these are people that are creating real businesses that could grow and do well.
Yeah, part of what our mission is really is to, you know, foster the next generation of entrepreneurship. And a lot of high schools have pretty involved entrepreneurship classes. And so this is a great way to have a big regional contest so that, you know, students from different schools can compete.
I love that. Man, entrepreneur classes. We did not have any of that.
No, we did not.
When we were in high school, Dan, but I'm glad they're doing it now. And one of those folks from last year that actually won the contest joins us in studio today, Noah Rodarczyk. Did I say that right, Noah?
Yeah, that was actually really good.
All right, I'll take that. Notice he didn't say right, but yeah. It was very good. It was close. Noah, you are from Rome Travel, and yep. You were the big pitch contest winner last year. And you're a student still, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Where at?
I go to Naperville North High School. I'm a senior there.
Senior now. Last year, you were part of a team that pitched Rome Travel. Give us the origin story. How did you come up with a company that you were able to pitch and now selling things as a junior in high school? Where did this all start?
Yeah, of course. Well, I started to... As Dan said, I started in an incubator class from my high school where we were basically put in teams and we had to come up with an idea for a product. And with that product, we had to figure out some kind of solution to solve and grow that throughout the entire class.
So you'd identify a problem and go, okay, let's fix it. And this was supposed to be just an in-class experiment, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it actually just started as like something for a grade. But as we went further with it and we found this the problem that we really wanted to solve, we got more passionate and more passionate about it, and we ended up growing it into a real business. And then by the end of that year, there was tons of pitch competitions where we got to compete and tell people how we wanted to help travelers.
I love this because to get in the mind of an entrepreneur, young, old, or somewhere in between is always fascinating to me. The identifying of the problem, I think, is something that I could just never wrap my head around. I think maybe too big, or I don't really think about the everyday life. I don't know how my brain doesn't work that way. I'm glad yours does, because explain what the problem was that you guys identified.
Yeah, so at the start of the year, our team realized we all had the same issues when we were traveling, and that's that maybe our backs and shoulders were sore from all those bags we were managing, or maybe the backpacks were slipping off of our carry-ons. So we wanted to find a solution that could fix all of those problems, and that's where we came up with the Rome Link. And the Rome Link is a luggage strap. It's a compact and adjustable strap that easily secures any backpacks, duffel bags, or other heavy personal items to the top of a traveler's carry-on suitcase.
Yeah, see, that's genius. The number of times I've been traveling around with my rolling suitcase and I have a backpack, I don't want to put it on, so I slap it on top of the luggage. I try and drag it along. The backpack's falling off every step of the way. I'm going back and getting it because I don't want to be that guy that has the unidentified luggage item just sitting at O'Hare Terminal 2, or it gets caught, the straps of the backpack and the wheels. And so you all experienced this and came up with what is, I don't want to call it simple, but it's a strap that holds it all together, right?
Yeah. So it's a simple solution that we didn't see anywhere else on the market. So we really wanted to give that option to travelers if they're struggling with that issue.
Okay. So you do that in class. Did you guys get an A, by the way?
Yes, we definitely got an A.
Okay. You got an A. What makes you go, okay, let's go ahead and start this? Was it just the passion behind the idea that said, wait, hold on, we have something here?
Well, all of us in the group loved being part of some kind of entrepreneurship program, and we did really see that people started to love our product, and we were getting a lot of good feedback for it. So there was all these competitions, including the Big Idea competition, where we were able to get a lot of funding and grow that business and turn it into something real that's something outside of a grade.
I love that. We have plenty more to chat about here. I want to bring it back to Dan before we hit our first break. I mean, no. I mean, this is a prime example of someone and a team of people identifying problems, solving them right in our own backyard, Dan.
Yeah, and the competition is real money. I mean, I think Noah came in second place last year, and that was a $4,000 prize. The top prize is $5,000. So there's real money tied to winning our contest, and they use that money to support the growth of their business, and they also get 6 months free membership to Innovation DuPage, so we can help them along the way.
I love that. I got more questions for Noah and Dan Ficini. We'll get to those in just a bit. Every month, we visit with our friends at Innovation DuPage. Dan Ficini runs the show over there. And Dan, I would think that Noah, our guest here, is probably the youngest business owner you brought in.
I think so.
But on a really vaulted path. I think that Noah and how many other folks are with you here for Rome Travel that put this project together, this business together?
I have two other members, which is Bremen Din and Alex Liu. And they've been with me for the entire process.
So you guys are... You're well rehearsed at the pitch now, because you not only have done the competition last year, Innovation DuPage's big pitch contest, which we'll be doing May 6th. I'll be hosting it in just a couple weeks. But you really go all over the country pitching your idea at contests and to investors, right?
Yep, that's right.
And I mean, how many are we talking about here?
We've done as many as maybe 10 to 15 competitions by now, and we just go all around pitching the same thing over and over until we get more and more funding. But we love the process of it.
Do you do that to hopefully win the prize and the funding, or are you trying to get the right eyeballs on what you're doing too? Is it a mix of both?
It's a mix of everything. There's so many benefits to doing these types of competitions and just being able to raise that funding while also getting an audience and being able to spread awareness about the business.
So you're a senior right now. So you're 17, 18 years old?
Yeah, I'm 17.
Do you envision that this is what you want your life to be? And I'm not saying that just running Rome Travel and making it grow, but like, you want to do this again with something else and then something else? Or do you see yourself as like a one company guy? Like, what do you vision your future as?
I do 100% see myself doing entrepreneurship for the rest of my life. It's something I gained a huge passion for, starting with Rome and companies before that that I started trying to build. But it's definitely competitions and programs such as Innovation DuPage have helped grow that passion while I was able to work with them, their advisors, their entrepreneurs that are in the program, and I got to connect with more people that have the same passion as I do.
Do you feel like you're ahead of the game? Because a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, they work somewhere and then it's a side hustle and they're in their 30s and 40s and then create that into a business, but they've never gone to a pitch meeting, yet you've done dozens of them by the age of 18. Do you feel like you're a little ahead of the game here?
I'd like to think so, but also I've been humbled by businesses that have started way before we have, and that have way younger students, and that's what I see at the Big Idea Pitch Competition as well. Is like, this year there's going to be tons of juniors, sophomores, and other seniors that are going to be competing that I know could compete with us if we were back in that competition.
Did you have like training in like communications? Did you like, because I did speech team in high school, which is a lot of like talking to adults and either acting or debate camp or stuff like that, where I felt comfortable talking to adults. You are very comfortable here on a 50,000 watt radio yeah. station. I imagine it's a lot of practice from pitching, but do you have a background in communications too at all, or no?
Not really. I mean, that first pitch competition that we did, I was shaking, I was sweating, I was really nervous, and I do still feel that sometimes, but with every single pitch it gets a little bit easier.
And Dan, I imagine that's what a great thing about learning entrepreneurship is. Even if students who learn it never go on to create big multi-million dollar businesses, the skill set to have a passion for something, create something, and sell that idea to other people is something that translates through all works of life, right?
It's a great opportunity to participate in the contest and even to apply. You know, that you put together this product, you have this business idea, and then you're going to, you know, you're going to put it out there to be looked at and evaluated and to compete. I think it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I mentioned speech team before. It's like, because it's adults judging you. And at the age of 14, to walk into a room and be ranked based on how well you do or don't do is an intimidating thing. But I think it's an incredibly useful skill to learn at any age, but especially high school.
And we're through our youth initiatives at Innovation DuPage, we have a class in the fall called Emerging Entrepreneurs. And we teach that entrepreneur mindset. We teach those beginning skills of what you need to do to start a business. And hopefully all those things translate around for the big idea pitch contest.
Right, exactly. So to summarize, I'm saying it's really great to judge kids. So just do it as much as you can. No, so Noah, let's go back to Rome Travel. Okay,
for sure.
You invent this strap, and I'm underselling it. It seems hefty and sturdy, and it has an Iridia notice this right away when she was looking at the website, how wide it gets at a certain point to hold everything in place. How much do they cost for people to buy them? How do they buy them? Where can they find out more about what you do?
Yeah, so right now we sell them for $24.99 on our website, roametravel.us, and we direct customers through different channels like social media, so like TikTok, Instagram, but that's our main point of sale right there is our website.
Do you think it's like really great for travelers of all kind, business travel, leisure travel, families? Who are you looking for, really?
Well, I do 100% agree that it is and for any traveler, but we do focus on those families and those larger groups of people. It has a very high capacity that you can hold on the top of it. You can hold, we've held up to 3 bags at once. You can put carry-ons on top
on
of carry-ons.
One strap?
Yes, a single strap. Carry-ons on top of carry-ons as well. Let's say you got your hands full, you've got a duffel bag and a carry-on that you don't want to carry with you. You can set those both on top of your other suitcase and
stretches really nicely. You're giving me great answers. I'm just playing with the straps.
No, of course.
How it works. I'm holding it in my hand, by the way. You mentioned to me when we chatted off air that it has your logo right now. But
yes.
As a business minded person, you're thinking, well, hey, I could sell these to a business. They could then put their logo on this, and people who work for that business and travel for that business can spread that logo around. I mean, as an entrepreneur, you really have to think beyond your own brand, but to give people own agency over their own brands, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool. Okay, roametravel.us. How much does it cost again for one of these things?
$24.99.
So if you're traveling in the future and you're one of those people that has a couple bags, you try and stack them together, nothing seems to work. You try bungee cords, that doesn't work. You can't bring those through the metal detector. Your rope, twine, nothing seems to work. Are there other straps out there that just fail compared to what you guys do?
Yeah, I mean, the more expensive ones are overcharged at $40 and can only hold a single bag, while our cheaper alternatives lack any durability or adjustability. So we're trying to get the perfect market position that makes our customers happy.
Okay, it's Rome Travel. Founded, and I know you guys probably don't like to be like on the website, oh, it's founded by high school students, but I'm going to say it. It's awesome, and then makes your idea even more great. Oh, it's so stretchy. Okay, sorry. Go to the website, everyone, roametravel.us, to see this thing and purchase one. Noah, good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you so much.
And thank you for coming on, and good luck in the future. Dan, I'm going to be seeing you at this event.
Yeah.
Is it open to the public, or should we just share the results afterwards when we meet next time?
We're going to do both.
Okay.
It is open to the public, so go to innovationdupage.org under the Big Idea Pitch Contest and sign up and get your tickets. We'd love to have a big crowd.
Yeah,
for that event, come see you. In full.
Oh yeah, in full John. What were you going to say? In full John
in full,
hosting mode.
Yeah. No, it'll be great, and then we'll definitely announce the winners on the next episode.
Yeah, we got to be able to do that, and it's like Shark Tank for young adults and older kids. I mean, like, I don't know, kids is, like, I can't even call Noah a kid, but you know what I'm saying? Teenagers,
yeah.
And young adults. I love that. Dan, innovationdupage.org for more, right?
Absolutely.
And Noah, roametravel.us.
Yes, and that's Rome with R-O-A-M.
Boom, that's important.
Yeah.
Not the city, R-O-A-M.
That's